aging, not for sissies. Some credit screen star Betty Davis for the thought, but it's a subject in the moniker of a humorous theater production that played to a sold-out crowd recently at the Manoa Valley Theater. Now, it's been rebooked at a larger venue at the University of Hawaii Orvis Auditorium for one night next week. The show, a series of monologues, challenges the myth that older adults are over the hill with one foot in the grave. Here's actor Ernest Harada, accompanied by Don Conover, lamenting over something very common with aging. Can you relate?
Midnight, I wake up and I wonder, did I leave the door open with the groceries outside? And where the heck did I leave the keys to the car? I keep looking, they can't be far. Memory, what's become of my memory? I remember the old days, I was sharper back then. If I eat fish and do the crossword every day, will my brain cells grow again?
Aging is not for sissies, revisited with men and music. It's the brainchild of Pratibha Eastwood. She sat down with us this week.
It started way back in 2005 when I wanted to do something meaningful for my 65th birthday. And what I came up with is doing an interview with many women that are 60 to 100 to find out how they handle aging. And so I created a questionnaire, and a bunch of my friends and myself went all over, not just in Hawaii, but in the mainland, in Europe, in Israel, and collected interviews with women, and then pulled them together, highlighted all the juicy parts, and then created stories from it. Some stories were created by some of my friends. A lot of the stories I put together and created a show. Put it on for my birthday. It got rave reviews, and people said, you have to take it on the road. So then we turned it into a professional thing.
That's a great idea. I mean, just born out of a birthday idea, I guess. Right. It was a gift to yourself.
Right, it was. It was. And so, lucky for me, Joyce Maltby was excited by it, and then she recommended some actresses, and off we went. And we had quite a few shows from 2006. I think the last one is 2009. And also brought it to a lot of retirement communities in town. We took it to the aging conference in Chicago. I took it to San Miguel de Aliento, Portland, Colorado.
You've been on the road.
Yeah, it was around with the first only women show. And then it went under for a little bit, but there was continuous request and interest. And so I approached Joyce again, and we had the brainstorm that since we lost two women from the initial cast, we have room to bring men in, and let's do a show of Aging is Not for Sissies with men. And we were lucky to have Don Conover to do live music as well.
But this theme of adapting to age, I mean, I know, with the aches and pains. And
right. That's a part of it for sure. But then there is the wisdom, and then there is the humor, and then there is the resilience, and then there is the compassion, and then there is the caring, and creativity. There's so much that aging allows us to fill our life with. That is really not about aging. It's about transforming into another part of our life. And I really look at it as living and contributing and not just aging. Actually, that's one of my big things, is that aging is kind of like a stereotype, like we have so many of, and it is our show. It is involved in breaking the stereotype and showing vulnerably, honestly, deeply, humorously, who we are and what this is about, and that it is continuing to live. And yes, I mean, growing older starts at age zero. And at every age, there is something that we face.
Right, so it's all about adaptation and, I guess, resiliency.
Exactly.
Kind of like climate change.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And so what's been the most gratifying thing, knowing that it started out as a little birthday gift, a birthday wish, and then it's just kind of transformed to this, you know, wonderful show on the road?
Right. It's amazing to me that it's doing as good as it is and that it really is needed. It makes sense logically, but it's still very exciting and amazing. I mean, there's 78 million boomers turning 65 this year. So their aging is definitely something that will go through transformation, as every other part has gone through transformation as the boomer arrived, and needs to be addressed and looked at with depth, with humor, with compassion, with understanding, rather than with stereotypes.
Right, so it'll make you smile, take the edge off.
Absolutely. So the feedback we got, people laughed a lot. And the feedback we also got was, it was thought-provoking. It made me go a little deeper. So I can't ask for better, right? Humor and depth.
So what's next, the big screen?
Who knows? We'll see what life brings.
And so the folks that are involved in this production, you said some are the original cast, some are new members. Share with us anything else.
Okay, so the old cast is still here. Joe Pruden, who is a wonderful actress with a lot of awards. Joyce Maltby is a director and an actress, who also is well-known in the community and award-winning. Blossom Hoffman, who is an amazing singer and actress for a lot of years. And myself, the four of us are still there. And then we have Elena Kubo, who wrote a piece and revised the piece for his presentation, who is an actor, and Ernest Harada, who is a wonderful actor and a singer as well, as you heard in the beginning of this interview. And Don Conover, who is playing the piano and bringing it all alive.
So you're just trying to then share the story with a wider audience. You've got a bigger venue.
Right. It's such a relevant topic right now. And there's such a request and a demand for it that it seemed obvious to continue and go bigger. So that's what we've done this time.
Okay. All right. So Monday night, is that right?
Monday night, the 29th of October at 7:30 at Orvis Auditorium. And tickets are not to be bought from Orvis. It is to be bought from Aging Is Not for Sissies brownpapertickets.com or by calling 371-1104 and talking to a live person.
Okay. Is there anybody get it at the door at all?
Yes, there is a possibility of getting it at the door, absolutely.
Okay, but a good thing to just kind of call in and check in
right.
Make sure you've got tickets available.
Right, because in the last shows that we had, they were sold out and people came asking for it when there were no more tickets. So, yeah, it's a good idea to get them ahead of time.
Pratibha Eastwood is the producer of the show and writer of many of the stories. Aging Is Not for Sissies, Revisited with Men and Music, goes on stage next Monday. Showtime is at 7:30. Learn more on our website, HawaiiPublicRadio.org.